late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man.
Those words appeared in Howard Tolman's article posted today on Inc.com. It's called Spring Cleaning, Good for Boats and Websites. Howard is a general managing partner at G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors, and he joins us every Tuesday at this time. Tell everyone why you inserted a Joni Mitchell lyric in your article.
Well, I was writing about the fact that in most cities by now, the Uber and Lyft pretty much own the ride-sharing business. And in some of the cities, the cab drivers have figured it out, the regular traditional cab drivers have figured it out and basically folded themselves into those apps so that everybody, has the convenience of one thing. But in some of the other cities, they're still sort of holding out, expecting that the world is going to do things the old way. And, this whole article was sort of about that, which was the idea that now's a good time to look back and see, is your voicemail the world's worst and most painful system? Is your website, impossible to get your way through? That song just struck me as, sort of an apropos because we were talking about taxis. Yes. And because I love Joni Mitchell.
not a week goes by that I'm not on a website where I think to myself, has the CEO of this company, has the vice president, has anyone who works in this company actually been on their own website to see how clunky and bad it is?
I got a postcard from Kwame Raoul saying, click here or go to this thing, Charitable Trusts, to get the form for your tax return, which is due in 6 months or something like that. I went to the website. This is the state's website. Those two words that they referred people to, they sent out millions of these postcards to say, go get, your forms. Those two words do not appear on the website. I mean, it took like 14 different, steps. And then I had to call and ask somebody to show me where it was hidden. And you still had to like spend a half an hour to try and navigate it. It's crazy. It's, people today, your website is your front door. And frankly, the other thing is, how many times have you called the same place and had to go through 14 voicemail steps? And there's no way to get around it. And then, it's not like they report you to or deliver you to a person. They send you to the next robot that's going to try and answer your question. So I just think we're all impatient enough. And, companies need to take a look and see if they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing anymore, or if they're not doing things that have the customer in mind. Sometimes these systems are built by the engineers and the technical people. And of course, they know what to look for or what they're doing, but they don't ever try it out on people. And then we end up being the guinea pigs.
Yeah, and it never works. When I call CVS Pharmacy, I know if I listen 1 through 7 and I hit prompt 7, I'm going to get the pharmacist. But if I just hit 7 immediately, they'll say, that's not a valid number. So they force you to listen through every step.
I know.
It makes me crazy.
I know. That's exactly right. Or how about, answering the same 6 questions? They know your phone number. I mean, every one of these systems knows the phone number. I mean, can't they do us the favor of like streamlining the process just a little bit? So I don't know.
So, yeah, the article is about spring cleaning.
You're a fashionista. I was going to ask you, how upsetting it is to see Caitlin Clark walking around in Prada.
See, I'm only dressed appropriately when you see me, Howard. Any other time, I do not look like anywhere near a fashionista because I'm not. But Caitlin, she's probably had so much stuff thrown at her. People would do anything to have her wear their clothes.
Well, she was great on Saturday Night Live. She was going to go down to the Masters, but I guess she couldn't make that work. But, I mean, one of the things that struck me about how terrific she was, frankly, was how low-key she was. When you compared her to some of the people wearing crazy eyelashes or makeup or all kinds of different things, she was just there to take care of business. So So it's such a transition to see that now, you know, the fashion industry has discovered her. We'll see what happens.
Well,
but if you haven't seen the pictures of New York,
you'll be
amazed.
We got the fashionista, Howard. We got Angel Reese. She's coming to Chicago, and that's the one with the eyelashes and the nails and the fashion. She's the one.
And we have the other, you know, the other woman as well, who has what, pink hair or purple hair or something like that.
Camila Cardoso.
Camila.
Yeah, my gosh.
Listen, I think it's astonishing. I mean, those two players plus the people the Sky have could really make it happen. I mean, it'll be interesting. You know, the pros all said it takes a couple of years for even the best college players to, you know, find out how the pro game is played. The difference, I think, is the three-point shot. I mean, I think that if you can shoot from the outside, it doesn't matter how big and tough everybody else on the floor is, because they don't get in front of these people. They can't catch up with them. So we'll see what happens.
I hope they have a marketing program, because the hype is there right now, and you need to translate that into ticket sales.
For sure.
You know, and
for
I
sure.
worry about that. Okay, what about the protesters? Yeah. Before I let you go yesterday, I thought maybe they were protesting.
I actually got a couple of calls from people saying they weren't coming in, not because they were smart enough to understand that the city lines weren't blocked, but they were worried that they wouldn't be able to get out to make their flight back. I mean, you shut down an airport, you shut down business, you shut down shipments of vital body parts for medical purposes. This was such an offensive, terrible thing. And the fact that this idiot mayor, you know, it lets these people, every day they go somewhere and interrupt the traffic or disrupt what's going on. It's crazy. I mean, it's just totally crazy. And to think that that's a statement that is causing any human being to be supportive of whatever these idiots are doing is, you know, it's terrible. I mean, it's just really terrible.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Howard. It's always great to catch up. Howard Tolman.
Bye-bye.
The article is on Inc.com. You should check it out. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Terry Savage is going to join us a little early today. So if you have anything you want to ask her when it comes to money, she is your woman, because she is the money lady. And she'll join us at 3:47. And after 3, Dimitri Sivery checks in. We've got probably some nasty weather headed our way, but we'll talk about that and everything else coming up after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.